Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Scott Schaefer, in for Rachel Miro. Gusting Santa Ana winds of up to 80 miles an hour are fanning the flames of three major wildfires in Southern California this morning. Governor Schwarzenegger has declared a state of emergency in Los Angeles and Ventura counties, where two of the fires have burned at least 19 homes and triggered panicked evacuations from canyons and forests. Fire officials are warning that one of the fires, the one that started near Porter Ranch, could burn all the way to the Pacific Ocean. LA County Fire Department spokesman Sam Padilla had this advice.
If you're in the San Fernando Valley, in one of the evacuation areas, listen to those orders. If you're not in an evacuation area, it's probably a good idea to just stay home. Stay home, stay off the roads, because emergency personnel needs to get to where they need to get to fight these fires, and stay indoors because the air quality out here is not what you want to be breathing or what you want your kids to be breathing.
The CHP is expecting difficult traffic this morning as parts of freeways and their off-ramps remain closed. The governor is holding a press conference at one of the fire camps later this morning. Meanwhile, another fire is burning further south on the Camp Pendleton Marine Base in San Diego County. About 3,000 acres have been scorched in that fire, forcing residents in 1,400 homes to be evacuated. There is some good fire-related news to report this morning. Officials say the fire on Angel Island in San Francisco Bay is now mostly contained. Hundreds of firefighters managed to protect the island's historic buildings, but not before flames consumed more than one-third of the land there. Proposition 1A on next month's state ballot is the most expensive public works project in California history. The plan to create a high-speed rail system would link all the major cities of California, and as David Gorn reports, if it passes, it could forever change the way many of us get around California.
When most people think of trains, it's the old reliable commuter cars. Like this Caltrain, just north of San Jose, rattling past towns, shaking the street as they rumble by. That is not what California officials have in mind. The rail system they want is high-speed rail, with trains zipping along at up to 220 miles an hour. That means a trip between L.A. and San Francisco would cost riders about $55 and take about 2.5 hours. And it might sound a little more like this. Listen carefully now. The new train system would be much quieter, running on electricity, not diesel. That's the rail plan outlined in Proposition 1A on your November ballot, and that's the rail plan that gets Judge Quentin Kopp all worked up.
Look what the Transcontinental Railroad did for the United States of America, and then start thinking about what high-speed rail is going to do for the state of California.
Kopp is chairman of the California High-Speed Rail Authority, the state agency that laid out the proposal for the system. He rattles off the benefits of it, one after the other, like boxcars.
High-speed rail uses one-third the energy required for motor vehicular traffic, one-fifth the energy required for air traffic.
So it's fast, efficient, helps the environment, and like every high-speed rail system in the world, Kopp says, it'll make money. The system, if it's approved, would look like a giant squiggly Y, with San Francisco and Sacramento at the top points, and the body of that Y winding down through Fresno to Los Angeles, with spurs to Anaheim, Riverside, and San Diego. The route has been controversial, sparking a lawsuit. And the other controversy, and more recent lawsuit, is over money.
I think it is fair to ask some hard questions about the financing and about the viability of the project before we pull the trigger.
That's John Kupal of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, which recently filed a lawsuit over the lack of a final business plan for voters to review. Proposition 1A would secure $10 billion in bond money, and the total cost would be more like $45 billion. The remainder of the money would come from the federal government, local governments, and private investors. Right now, says Kupal, the state could use all that money for other things. For example, Kupal says,
do we need high-speed rail more than we need surface water storage before we take on a high-tech transportation system that's unproven for this state? Why don't we take care of something we know we actually need?
All aboard! Yeah, let's get up. No, where are you going?
But meat is in the eye of the commuter. On one commute morning at the train station in downtown San Francisco, thousands of people make their way onto and off of the big diesel rail cars. One of the people in this crowd is Assemblywoman Fiona Ma. She's been working for years to get high-speed rail rolling, and she says that now is the time for this project. There are several reasons, she says, why there's been a recent surge in rail ridership throughout the state.
The high cost of gasoline is keeping people out of their cars. The amount of hassle you face when you go to the airports, and just our whole awareness on global warming.
Regional planning professor Elizabeth Deacon of the University of California at Berkeley says that, yes, $45 billion is a lot of money to spend on anything. But with infrastructure projects, she says, you have to figure out where you want to spend your money.
In terms of cost, I think we have to say compared to what. And if we ask that compared to what question, and we look at, for example, what it's likely to cost to expand Highway 99, we see that that price tag is in the billions. If we look at airport expansion, we also know that those price tags are very, very high, also in the billions of dollars.
When you start to add up dozens of those billion-dollar projects for widening roads and expanding airport capacity, Deacon says, then $45 billion doesn't seem quite so scary. The question, urban planners say, is how much congestion will this relieve, and how many people will actually get out of their cars and ride rail? According to the High Speed Rail Authority's Quentin Kopp, the real question is what happens if we don't do something.
If you think I-5 or 880 or 101 are crowded and congested now, just wait, because you'll be moving probably at 10 miles per hour almost all day.
Most Californians, about 78% of us, according to the most recent field poll, don't know much about the high-speed rail project. That's because there's not much money and few ads to either encourage or defeat Prop 1A, which means that a majority of California voters will need to make up their own minds in the next few weeks. For the California Report, I'm David Gorn.
That's the California Report for Tuesday, October 14th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Scott Schaefer. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the R. Gwynne Fallas Foundation for coverage of climate change, URS Corporation, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical services to public agencies and private companies. urscorp.com. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995.